My name is Carl, married professor here, 44 years old. I stumbled on your site while searching for information about autofellatio as described in your website. I'm amazed at the amount of information and exposure this subject has. Wow, learn something new every day. I, like every other guy out there, has thought about and even tried it, but never gave it much thought the rest of my life since I couldn't do it. Last weekend changed things abruptly and surprisingly in my house. I discovered my 21-year-old son, Nathan, who is now living with us this semester instead of living in the dorm to save some money, was doing it. And I caught him live. Thank God it was me. If his mother caught him, she would have died. I, at least as a male, well, I have been there in my mind. In my life. I assume he didn't know I was now telecommuting on Fridays from my home office. Surprise, surprise. And I never assumed he learned this skill. We own an old 3-story home, and I use the entire 3rd floor as my home office. In order to come down the stairs and descend to the 1st floor to get a coffee refill, which is how I discovered this activity, you have to stop off on the 2nd floor and take a left headed for the main staircase. Well, in doing so, you have to pass a bathroom that is connected to my son's room. As I walked past the bathroom, my eyes caught a perfect reflection of him in the act of blowing himself on his bed through the mirror in the bathroom. The door between his bedroom and the bathroom not being closed. I have 3 boys, and was raised with 3 brothers. So it would be one thing to walk in on a kid beating off, but this was a total surprise, almost frightening me. For me, to be honest, first of all, I've never seen it done. Then to watch your kid doing it strikes all kinds of emotions. Let me tell you, I was stunned. I had to take a breath for a minute and think about what I was seeing. It wasn't like he was attempting to try it either. He was going at it like he discovered this when he was 13 and had lots of practice. Which, after reading some of your message boards, decided was probably the case. One part of me was thinking, oh, what the hell is going on? And the other part of me was jealous. And the part sort of scared. My athletic king of the prom is sucking himself off. It's hard to watch your son with a cock in his mouth and romancing his bone the way his girlfriend would or should. My shock eventually led to a chuckle and excitement for him. Good for him! Every guy wishes he could have done it. I am not a gay man or incestual being in any fashion, but I have to admit I stood there in fascination, glued to the event. Once I calmed down, I stayed and watched him blow himself for seemingly 15 minutes or so, thinking, damn, now this kid can suck a cock with all the tongue motion I can recall from the blessed blowjobs in a porn movie. And he ain't a chick. I know my son Nathan is a straight guy. I'm sure he has fucked 100 girls already this fall. Maybe a bit exaggerated. Makes me wonder if he has ever thought of blowing another man. Right now I can't go there and will probably never go there, but wow. What a surprise experience. I noticed he did not choose to swallow his load because it ended up all over his hand and his leg at the end. I never told Mom and won't. And I haven't spoken with him about it. Probably won't do that either, I don't think. I'm a lot less freaked out now, though. And he's the same Nathan we always knew. Except his well-kept secret has been discovered by Dad. I wonder if his 2 brothers can do it. Al, I wanted to send this to you. Just thought you might like this story. It lines up with your website and all your fans.